It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up, we learn about an innovative solar energy effort in northwestern Wisconsin. First, a bill proposed by Representative Dean Knutson of Hudson is gaining some bipartisan support in the Wisconsin legislature. The bill would allow counties to institute a half-cent sales tax to raise revenues for needed road projects. Jerry Deshane joins us now for Look at the Proposal. He's the executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Jerry, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for inviting me back.
So let's first look at the problem that this bill is trying to solve. What is the state of local road funding around Wisconsin right now?
In short, it's bad and getting worse. We are where we were back in 1986 in terms of how much we're investing in maintaining our local roads. What I mean by that is if you adjust for inflation, last year we spent $227 per capita in maintaining roads. That dollar amount is less than what we were investing in 1986. We've got a ways to go.
As things stand now, where does the money come from? If a local government wants to do some kind of road project or plan for it in 10, 20, 30 years, where's that money coming from?
Well, the biggest source, of course, is still the property tax. I mean, the homeowners and shop owners and manufacturing owners, that's where most local road money comes from. We get a big chunk from the state in the form of general transportation aids. There's also some shared revenues. But the bulk of it is still coming off the property tax, which, as you know, Rob, that in and of itself is part of the problem.
Well, let's talk about this sales tax idea now, allowing counties, if they want to, I think there's a referendum involved, to raise the sales tax a bit to pay for local roads. Do you see this as something that counties would jump on, would want to do around the state?
I absolutely do. Counties and local governments, towns and villages and cities, would have to work together, which, frankly, anytime you've got local governments working in collaboration, it's a good thing. But it's like a school referendum to replace the boiler. You got to make your case to the public. If the public supports it in referendum, you use it then to basically clear up the backlog of road maintenance projects.
Let's talk about that backlog now. What kind of things are we seeing in communities around the state?
I had a village president tell me that their road repair budget, because property taxes are limited, I mean, we all want our property taxes to be kept down, right? Well, what's happened is they've been deferring road maintenance. And about 6 months ago, I had a village president tell me that his road repair budget is just enough to fix the road if a water main breaks and they have to dig it up. At that rate, we're just not going to maintain what should be our most important economic asset.
We're talking to Jerry Deshane from the League of Wisconsin Municipalities about a proposal to allow counties to raise their sales tax a bit to pay for local road maintenance. Seen some criticism, Jerry, of this idea from Wisconsin, a public interest research group, saying let's actually start by taking money away from big highway projects. They say we don't need putting that money into these needed local projects instead. Do you see that as something that should be part of the solution?
Unfortunately, that math just doesn't add up. You can't stop maintaining your state highways in the name of maintaining your local roads. Now, it is true that the situation is becoming more serious at the local level, but that's simply because that's where most of the roads are. 9 out of 10 roads in Wisconsin are local roads. But to rob Peter to pay Paul is not a solution.
Are you worried that if this goes through and counties have this flexibility to raise the local sales tax for road maintenance, that then legislators will say when they look at the state contribution to roads, well, hey, counties have this source of revenue. We don't need to increase that funding. We could even cut the funding a little because they have this alternative method.
Well, again, it all comes back to the question of robbing Peter to pay Paul. Just because I raised a dollar over there to clean up a dollar's worth of backlog, that does not mean I don't have to keep maintaining my effort going forward. I would hope that they would look at this the way Texas, which has been doing this for 15 years, looks at it. If you can make your case to the local voter, trust the local voters to clear up that backlog, and then in 4 years the tax goes away, which, by the way, the bill would require.
So there'd be a sunset provision.
Yeah, this is not a forever tax, which is another argument for not replacing state road aids.
And speaking of state road aids, again, this all comes against the backdrop of a big budget battle over how we pay for roads, arguments over bonding, raising the state gasoline tax, user fees, things like that. Would some sort of statewide solution like a user fee increase or a gas tax increase be a more reliable way for local governments to get this funding for their roads?
I think Texas's experience would argue no. This is a case where, you know, the old saying that the best government is the one closest to the people would apply. In order for, you know, the village of Cadott to get access to the sales tax or the county that Cadott is located in, the local elected officials have to make their case to the local voters, and then they solve their problems locally. Frankly, I can't think of a more efficient and more effective way of getting it done than that.
And how does that work? If let's take a county like Dane County, you know, you've got Madison that might have one set of priorities, outlying communities that might have others. There are different stories, of course, in every county in the state. What if half the county wants it, half doesn't? Does that just end up being divisive within a county?
Well, I think there are some counties where it will be divisive. I think there's some counties where it will, where the citizens all over will see the need for it. And I think the answer there is trust the voters. You know, let the voters decide. Let them see what the case is. And if there's simply too much division, it doesn't move forward. If the counties and the municipalities can come up with a plan that makes sense to the local voters, then you move forward.
Make the case that this or something needs to happen. What happens if the approach to local road funding backlogs is nothing, status quo?
It won't be status quo. The potholes will get bigger, quite literally and quite figuratively. Wisconsin's economy is more transportation dependent than most state economies. We rank number two in the big transportation dependent industries, manufacturing, agriculture, and even ironically trucking. If we let that local road network go so that you can't make that last mile connection, or that you lose time, or that you're spending a lot of money on front-end alignments, for heaven's sake. That hurts Wisconsin's economy very quickly and very directly.
Now, bipartisan, Jerry, is not a word we hear a lot in Wisconsin, unless it's preceded by the phrase lack of or something like that. But this proposal has some bipartisan support in the Assembly. Looks like the Senate mostly is taking a wait-and-see approach right now. Do you think that there's enough support from majority Republicans or a combination of Republicans and Democrats that you're optimistic that this thing's going to pass?
Oh, yeah. I think that, as you pointed out, it was not only a bipartisan vote in the Assembly Transportation Committee, it was a unanimous bipartisan vote. You can't get much better than that. I think the Senate is looking at this very cautiously, but I think they'll take a look at what happened down in Texas. They'll see that it's not being abused there. They've got about 14 years of experience, and we're very optimistic that the legislature will say, yeah, you know what, we may not be able to solve all the transportation problems, but we can at least give local governments a tool to solve one of them.
Well, something to watch in 2016. Jerry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet, Rob. Have a great new year.
You too. That was Jerry Duchesne. He is executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. He joined us to discuss a bill that would give Wisconsin counties the power to levy an additional sales tax to pay for road projects if approved by a referendum in that county.